You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. City Schools Chancellor Joel Klein is packing up after 8 years running the nation's largest school district. Klein led the system through dramatic overhauls and the creation of hundreds of new schools and privately managed charters. But there were also controversies over school closings and the use of high-stakes testing. WNYC's Beth Fertig recently interviewed Klein about his tenure and his plans for the future.
Joel Klein is a Queens native who grew up in public housing during the 1950s and attended local schools. But that didn't prepare him for what he found when Mayor Bloomberg appointed him chancellor in 2002.
When I went to Bryant High School in 1960, students in Bryant High School could read. Here I was going up to places in the Bronx and going into Evander Childs and talking to kids who could not read, kids who were obviously capable of reading, when had been in the school system a decade or more, couldn't read.
So how did that inform you with the changes you began to make?
Well, it informed me in a sense that I realized starting with pre-K, we had to set different expectations. We had to hold people accountable. How do you let a kid go through the system and nobody's accountable, right? The kid is here in high school, nobody's accountable.
Accountability became the buzzword of Klein's tenure. He unified the way math and reading are taught. Supervisors were sent into elementary classrooms to make sure teachers clustered their children on rugs for reading time. And he gave schools letter grades, A through F, based on how much progress students made on state exams. But the percentage of students passing math and reading tests fell by double digits this year when the state raised the bar. Klein still bristles when asked if that means city kids weren't really learning.
I think this is one of the greatest miscomprehensions I've ever seen. First of all, let's look at what they test on these tests. We have lots of kids who couldn't read a basic paragraph. And I don't understand how people think reading a basic paragraph is not important. I mean, I think this is a little bit of gobbledygook, to be very candid, where people say, now, that you're teaching to the test. I want you to teach the things that we test. If that means teaching the content, the knowledge, and the skills a child needs, I support it. If it means doing test prep all day, I don't. I don't think that's a winning strategy. I've said that a million times.
But we've seen it. I'm sure you've seen it yourself. I've seen it in classrooms where teachers are teaching test prep, and we know that for years you didn't even need to get half the questions right in order to be able to advance to the next grade on some of those tests.
Different point, though. I don't think you should do test prep. You should do a little bit of test prep, just like anybody rehearses before they do something. But you should teach kids the knowledge. In terms of what you need to pass, I was the one who said this years ago. I said we need to raise standards. But we have raised our performance.
So you don't ever wonder if many of these kids got ahead simply by guessing their way through the tests?
No, because I don't think you can, over the years, guess your way year in and year out. I do think we would have been all better off if we had higher standards, no question. But the kids today are way ahead of where they were.
Another question that's dogged Chancellor Klein is whether all city pupils are better off. On national tests, the gap between Black and Hispanic students and whites has barely changed since 2003, and there are still very few Blacks and Hispanics at the city's most selective high schools. But Klein is passionate on the subject of equity.
There's no question we've created more equity. I mean, for example, when you say there are not a lot of African-American or Latino kids at Stuyvesant, that's true, but there are quite a few at Brooklyn Latin, which was a specialized school that we opened. But the charter schools and the new high schools are high schools of choice and charter schools of choice, overwhelmingly African-American, Latino kids. I mean, those are families that didn't have any choice. I was at a school today, on a school we closed, a middle school, 72 in Brooklyn. I mean, a K-8 school. We broke it up, we phased it out and put in a new K-5 in a middle school there. And I met with one of the parents who said it changed our kids' life.
Klein also insists he's creating more equity by replacing failing schools located in Black and Hispanic neighborhoods with new schools. But opening new schools and charters in the same buildings as regular schools led to tensions. The teachers union won a lawsuit this year when the city tried to close 19 schools without providing enough community notification. Klein acknowledges he could have done more outreach to families.
We could have certainly done a better job in that respect, I if that's what you're saying, yes. But I think we should have closed those schools. I think it's unfortunate that the UFT, because it's a job-protecting organization, would oppose that. And so I regret that that happened. But we obviously didn't do our work right, as the court found.
After 8 years, Klein is still frustrated by the teachers union. He wishes he had been able to get rid of the law that requires new teachers to be the first ones let go during budget cuts. When asked about whether he's given too much power to principals without providing enough support, he again turns to the teachers.
Well, remember, in our school system, a principal has very little power to be able to change teachers. I mean, you can hire some, but you can't get rid of people, so there's very little, and you have a very powerful organization. I'll give you an example. Just the other day, I was with a young teacher, and I was asking him what it was like. You know what he said to me? He said, it was really great. I said, what was your biggest problem? And here's what he said. He said he and another teacher, over lunch, they were tutoring a couple of struggling kids in their class, and he said the UFT came to him and said, you don't tutor kids over lunch. Now, that's the kind of thing that's very hard to change in a system, and so principals don't have the capacity sometimes.
There are those who have argued that Klein is passing the buck when he rails against the union because he's the one who negotiated the contract. And teachers say he's demonized them by putting so much weight on test scores that he's now measuring teachers' effectiveness based partly on student achievement data that the union considers flawed. Klein says he agrees test scores should not be the only factor in measuring teacher performance, though he says this data is important.
Now, the data, we don't want it to be the only factor. I understand there are other factors, peer review matters, and so forth. But when I've looked at this data time and time again, and I see some teachers getting substantial gains and others not getting any other gains. Now, on the other hand, what I haven't seen the union come forward and say, here's a real way. This is a way we would like to measure effectiveness.
The teachers' union says it has cooperated by agreeing to state legislation that would enable test scores to be used as part of a new evaluation system. As he looks ahead, Klein sees a new world in which teachers will rely increasingly on data to guide their instruction as they track which kids are struggling in specific areas of math and reading. As for his successor, Kathy Black, Klein has a few words of advice.
Just be bold. That's my advice. It's the advice I've gotten. For too long, all the adults wanted to sit around and say, well, we all agree, and the kids paid a price. Now we've got to do it and continue to do it in a way that says the kids can't pay a price. America's future, our competitiveness, the employability of our children depend on very, very different outcomes, and we have to accelerate the change in the system.
Klein says he'll continue doing his part. He's planning to work on new educational technologies at Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.
For a full transcript of Beth's interview with the departing chancellor, check out our website at WNYC.org.